Brad Davidson, morning to you, mate. How are you?
Yeah, morning, guys. How are we?
Yeah, very well, thanks. And what were your thoughts on Nature Strip's win in the Tab Everest?
Yeah, guys, I thought it was simply outstanding, wasn't it? You know, I know there's a lot of chatter on Saturday and Sunday about Masked Crusader and just how well he went and, you know, he jumped, he wins and all this sort of stuff. But let's put it in context. They've absolutely flown early. They've gone so fast. They're running 10.5s and 10.3s on a soft five. When I saw those times come up at the 600, I thought, uh-oh, he's in a bit of trouble here, Nature Strip. But, you know, and they've came home. They've gone out about 8.5 lengths faster for the first 600 than the Sydney Stakes and come home about 6 lengths slower the last 600 than the Sydney Stakes. So, yes, it was a day where it was hard to make ground wide, but Masked Crusader was able to make his run through the middle, which he could do on the day. And if I was to tell you that Kem and Tari went, I think, what, 3 lengths faster the last 600 than Masked Crusader, you would think, how in the world that's possible? But that was just because of the shape of the race. And for me, Nature Strip's win was quite remarkable. I mean, for him to be able to absorb all that pressure on speed, even Eduardo backed out of that speed battle because they were going so fast early. And for him to be able to cruise into the straight, do what he does, and be able to kick away and then hold on, I thought was clearly just miles better than any other run in the race. He was simply outstanding. Masked Crusader's done a terrific job, but the race has been sort of put on a platter for him to really charge to the line late like he did. But look, all honours, Nature Strip. Masked Crusader was great. Eduardo was brave. Classic Legend, it was just that bridge too far. He got a little bit too far back and probably had to make his run out wide against the pattern. You could just see him feeling the pinch that last little bit, you know, that first run in a long, long time. But he was still outstanding considering the setup and the setbacks he's had this year.
Yeah, no, it was certainly a wonderful day, and well done to the owners and connections and the trainer of Nature Strip. What about down there in Melbourne, Davo? The run of Incentivise just dominated the Caulfield Cup.
Yeah, it's funny. I like to have a bit of fun on social media and do a bit of fishing. I'm actually going fishing today, but I like to do a bit of fishing on socials. And I almost put up after Nature Strip's win, there's the best horse in Australia, and I'm glad I didn't because not that half hour later, wow, what a performance that was Incentivise in the Caulfield Cup. I mean, to do what he did, sitting wide, carrying the weight he did, and to just put him away like he did, geez, an excitement machine. And you know, I said on socials as well, you know, Nature Strip, then Incentivise, and then this week we've got, Zaki Yanomo and Very Elegant. It's just, that's what spring racing's about. And it's good to see because I think we've been a little bit of a lull and a few years after Winks. And of course, we had Black Caviar before then and you know, Maccabi Diva. We just had a little bit of a lull for a little while. And now we're starting to get these real stars come back. And you know, he looks the real deal, doesn't he? I don't know what sort of penalty he'll get, but he's already got 55.5, so let's hope they don't get carried away. And he's going to be super hard to beat in the cup in a couple of weeks' time.
Well, that's what I was about to ask you, Dave. Have you got, say, 2 kilos, 57.5? Would he get 2 kilos or a kilo and a half?
Oh. Well, there's a bit of chat there that he'll get around the two, or you know, the old days they said they'd give him 3, but he's already on a 55.
Would the weight worry you in the Melbourne Cup? Would you be on him?
Oh, look, it's always a worry, but, geez, you know, I mean, he sat 3 wide and absolutely smashed them there on Saturday. Of course, there's going to be a few imports in the Melbourne Cup that weren't there on Saturday, so you've got to always weigh that in, and we'll do that in Melbourne Cup week and see what sort of weight he gets. But I think that's the key, is a lot of people said already, you know, he's 55.5, and before when he got that weight, he's basically done nothing. You know, he was sort of being weighted on potential to a degree, so We'll see how all that pans out, but he's going to start a clear favourite, isn't he, on the big day?
Now on the text line, morning fellas, what are the thoughts? Are the current odds being offered about Zaki winning the Cox Plate? He has been paid out with some betting agencies, including Tab, yes, and was $1.30. Was actually $1.80 to win the Cox Plate prior to his last run. Now you can get upwards of $3.50, $3 currently with Tab, NMO 4, Very Elegant at 8, the potential runners in single digits. And, on paper, it looks like it could be a belter, Davo.
Yeah, it's going to be an outstanding race, guys. I'm really looking forward to the invitation as well in Sydney, this mayor's race. That's gathering a bit of momentum as well. So it's going to be a terrific day of racing Saturday. Look forward to see how the track ends up there at the Valley. But it's great to see a horse like Animo there. Because it just adds that extra little bit of spice to what shaping is a super Cox Plate.
Tell me about this invitation, Davo.
Yeah, well, Trivier is the short price favourite at the moment, Oz, and probably rightly so. tempo and Patton was against last time after her, and there was chatter that they were trying to get her in the Tab Everest there for a while too. So she's the horse to beat, but again, conditions are going to be key because, you know, if we can get a wet track, I haven't had a look at the forecast yet, what it's looking like, but, you know, Ice Bar, she's just crying out for a proper wet track, and there's a few other mares there going really well at the moment.
What are you following out of the weekend?
Look, I thought Zing was really good, guys. Against the pattern of the day, it was hard to make ground wide, and she did that in the first race. I think she's in for a really good preparation. I think Nature Strip's still a horse to follow. I think go down to Melbourne and be very hard to beat in the sprint race down there. So they're the main couple. I think I had one more in there, but you'll have to help me out with that one because I'm on the boat wharf ready to jump on the boat.
Mate, you just go on the boat.
Okay.
You enjoy your day, and we'll chat through the week.
Good on you. Thanks, guys.
Great stuff.